Journaling is basically the art of recording your thoughts and feelings by jotting them down on a daily basis. This art has been around for hundreds of years now and has been used by most people as a means to relieve stress and express themselves. One of the most popular journals is that one by Samuel Pepys, a naval administrator in the 1600s who made it a point to write down what happened in his lifetime, from his personal feelings to important events that not only affected him, but affected the world as well. These events include the Anglo-Dutch War, the restoration of the English monarchy, and even the Great Fire and the Great Plague of London. Now, a library in Cambridge is named after him. And then there's also Anne Frank's diary, which is aptly called The Diary of a Young Girl. In it, she recorded the things that she experienced when she and her family were forced into hiding because of the Nazi invasion. More so, the diary became a reflection of how she felt during those times, from her frustrations, sadness, pain, and even the big and small things that made her happy, and made her forget about everything that's been going on, even for just a little bit. Her diary is now one of the most famous diaries ever created, and has inspired legions of people everywhere. Journaling is also an act of self-exploration. When you get your thoughts down and when you get to express yourself, you realize that there are still a lot of things that you don't actually know about yourself, and that there's also a lot more that you can learn about life on Earth. There are a lot of people who are not easily comfortable when it comes to sharing their thoughts with others. Even if you ask them to see a therapist or a counselor, they still find it hard to express themselves. And that's why most of them just choose to keep a journal and write their thoughts down there, because they know that no one will judge them and that with the company of their journals, they can finally be themselves. For some, it's also a means of recording what they have learned, just like early scientists and researchers did. These days, journaling is not only exclusive to writing down on paper. There are people who are more comfortable to use blogs as a means of expressing themselves. But whatever the medium, what's important is that, as a person, you learn how to say what you want to say. And you can do so with the help of journaling.